You know, as I was talking about the Antichrist, Irvin, I said he or she. Is it possible that it could be a she?
I don't think so, George. The Bible specifically calls the Antichrist the man of sin. And, of course, sometimes when the Bible refers to men, it really is encompassing men and women. I think it's going to be a man, but I suppose it could be a woman.
It could be. That's always that possibility. Let's talk about it, though, the Antichrist, based on your interpretation, based on interpretation of others that perhaps you have been in touch with, Irvin. First of all, how old do you think this individual might be at about this time?
I believe he's very near the reins of power, especially if my timetable's anywhere close to being correct. He may be in his 40s, 50s, or 60s, somewhere in that neighborhood right now.
Am I correct in assuming that he does not realize that he is the Antichrist?
Yeah, he would not realize that at all. He would be much closer to fancying himself as the real Christ. You know, most major religions are looking for someone to show up right now. For example, Ahmadinejad, the head of Iran, believes that he is a forerunner of the 12th Imam, and he believes that he will show up within the next 2 years. Now, this makes things very dangerous because in the teaching of Islam, there's going to be a time of chaos immediately before the 12th Imam does show up. And so, consequently, the more chaos there is, which there's plenty of right now, the more likely it is for this 12th Imam to show up. And then in the other religious worlds, there is a fifth Buddha that is supposed to come. The Jews are expecting their Messiah to come for the first time. Christians are expecting the return. So I would not be at all surprised, but what the Antichrist would say, you know, I'm going to be all things to all men. I will be the fifth Buddha. I will be the 12th Imam. I will be the Jewish Messiah. I will be the return of Jesus Christ. And the whole world will follow me. I can unify the world that way. That's really what I think probably he will have in his mind.
Is the Antichrist a political or a religious person?
He's a political person, and he will have a religious partner. In the Holy Roman Empire, there have always, always been two leaders, a political leader and a spiritual leader every time, and that's the way it's going to be this time.
I mean, are you saying, though, that the religious leader is going to be like a pope or something?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in Catholic prophecies, they believe that there is a final pope coming, that he will be an evil pope. I've read the Catholic prophecy books, and many of them are predicting there is an evil pope coming. It's very interesting right now. St. Malachi is a Catholic mystic who had a vision back around the 11th century or so, and he stated that he saw a vision of all the popes that would live from his time until the last pope. There would be 112 of them. That's getting a lot of attention right now because when Pope John Paul II died, he was the 110th pope, and on April the 19th, they elected the 111th pope. Now, it was interesting that at the 111th pope, when they got ready to elect him, the people from India wrote an article stating that the prelates should be very careful who they elect. They should not elect anyone who had anything to do with the olive, because the clue that St. Malachi gave for the 111th pope was the glory of the olive. Well, they elected Cardinal Ratzinger, mm-hmm. and it looked like everything was fine until he announced the name under which he would rule, St. Benedict.
And he said he would be a Benedictine, and his name was Benedict, right?
Yes. St. Benedict, he named himself after St. Benedict, and he gave birth to the Benedictine order, and the symbol of the Benedictine order, the olive. So now that everybody's wondering, will the next pope be the last pope? Well, St. Malachi predicted that the last pope would be Peter the Roman, and during his reign, Rome would be destroyed. The book of Revelation prophesies the destruction of Rome.
Oh, my. So if we have another pope, which if your timetable is correct, this is going to happen relatively soon in the next few years, right?
Yeah, because the present pope's 78 upon his election, so he's an old man already.
All right. And if he takes the name Pope Peter, we got a problem.
Well, that's only the clue. He would not necessarily take the name. You know, there's never been a pope take the name Peter since they claim Peter was the first pope, and no one has dared use that name again. If the last pope took the name Peter, well, you know the rest of the story.
Well, but is Revelation saying that the last pope will take the name Peter?
No, the Revelation does not say that. St. Malachi simply gave the clue of Peter the Roman. Whether that means he will be a Roman, the last pope will be a Roman, this present pope is not. He's
all right.
From Germany.
And maybe his real name is Peter. That's possible, right?
Well, we simply don't know what his name will be, but this we do know. He says that Rome will be destroyed during his papacy, and the Bible says Rome is going to be destroyed at the Battle of Armageddon. If we're 7 years away from Armageddon right now, it is eerily similar.
Okay, so you're saying that this pope will be working in tandem with the Antichrist, who does not really understand or know that he is the Antichrist. What happens, Irvin, when does that person realize, you know what, I'm the Antichrist?
He probably will never realize it. He will probably fancy himself. Adolf Hitler thought he had attained godlike status. If you want to understand the Antichrist, you can read the history of Adolf Hitler. It's very similar. Hitler also attempted to reestablish the Holy Roman Empire. He had a concordat signed with the Vatican. He and Mussolini did. So those dreams were taking place way back then. It was an attempt to revive the Holy Roman Empire under Nazi Germany. It didn't work. Nevertheless, it did happen.
All right, this is all coming down, and this is all fascinating. This leader who becomes the Antichrist, is he in power now? Is he running a country now? Is he perhaps in a ministry or in a cabinet position?
The answer is I do not know. I will tell you some speculation. There is a man who's very powerful in Europe. His name is Javier Solana. I'm not willing to say at all that he is the Antichrist. He is presently the High Commissioner for Foreign Affairs for the European Union, and he was sitting at the table on September the 20th with Condoleezza Rice, with Kofi Annan, with the Foreign Minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov. He was there at that particular time. Many people think that he's one of the most influential people on the planet, and he is right now the head of the Western European Union, which is a union of 10 powers. There are 10 nations out of the European Union. The Western European Union is the military arm of the EU, and Javier Solana is the head of that. Well, the prophecy says that arms shall stand on his part. So, again, I don't know. I simply do not know.